Joyful morning to you. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Welcome to Happy and Whole in Him, 5 minutes with Jesus. This week we've been looking at the idols that steal our joy. Jesus asks in John 5:44, "How can you believe if you accept praise from another, yet make no efforts to obtain the praise that only comes from God?" Jesus asks you this morning, "How can you believe in me if you make the opinions of men your idol?" And Jesus doesn't answer this question because it is a statement. Jesus is saying you cannot believe in me if you want to be at the center, if you crave to be made much of by men, as though their fleeting thoughts are ultimate, when the only beneficial praise comes solely from God. Living for the praise of men, simply put, has a negative effect on you. Well, of course, Jesus. We all know that. Or do we? I had just won an academic award and the dean was about to announce the winner of the next one. And I remember thinking, I hoped he didn't call my name again. It can be embarrassing to have all eyes on you, to be singled out as an overachiever. I thought, please don't call my name. Please not me again. And then the dean announced it, Dan Beeshold. And my very first thought was, Dan? Oh no, now folks will think I'm a failure. Instead of relief, I was upset at not receiving more praise. That's my confession. How about you? Do you find your joy stolen by concern over what others might think? Does your mind work overtime trying to figure out your flaws that other folks see? Or do you find you're unhappy because others don't appreciate you enough, when folks don't recognize you and all you are? Fear of man and pride both steal our joy, and they are two sides of the same coin despite seeming like opposites. Why? Because both of them envision people as really big and God as really small. Pride blows us up, and fear of men blows up others out of proportion. And both ignore the Almighty God. And both suck our joy away. Because we were made to live to be pleasing to God, to know lasting joy from His praise. But deep down, we're afraid of God, and we feel ashamed when we think of His eyes being on us. So we shift our gaze to the horizontal, but it doesn't work. Now, it didn't start this way. Adam and Eve walked in the cool of the day with God, completely naked with pure joy. But the moment they bought into the serpent's lie and disobeyed God, suddenly shame consciousness came. Their eyes were open to see that they were naked, and they felt shame for the first time. They not only ran and hid from God, but they covered themselves up from each other. And we have struggled with the gaze of others ever since. It sucks our joy. Either their gaze is always too much, or it is not enough. So why are we so concerned about how others see us? Well, men are made in God's image, so the eyes of the image bearer remind us of God's gaze. You can feel when others are looking at you, and it can both please and make us uncomfortable at the same time, because we are hardwired to thrive from a bigger smiling face. Sadly, we buy into the lie that the praise of mortal men can fill the God-sized hole in us, and it doesn't work. We cannot even love ourselves, our true selves. I plan at some point to do a series of devotionals on narcissism in our day, a very misunderstood subject. Most people think narcissism means to be in love with oneself, but it is the opposite. The Greek god Narcissus fell in love with his reflection in the pool, and he didn't dare drink lest his reflection be disturbed by his hand in the water. And his true self was deprived as he sought to preserve the reflection he thought was so lovable. How much of social media is promoting reflections of a self we think is lovable, while we starve our true selves and we wither away? The gospel is God so loved our true selves, despite our fallen condition, that He sent His Son to live the pleasing life in our flesh, that we might believe in Him. This is why we need to put Jesus at the center and not us. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. The whole point of John's gospel is that we might believe in the Son, in Jesus, and find life. Jesus says by simply believing in Him, you begin the pleasing life before God the Father. Union with the beloved Son is the most joyful thing about becoming a Christian. You don't only have Jesus living in you, but you are living in Him. This causes people to be brought back to a proper size so that we can love them, love folks in our community, instead of fearing them. May we all hear the wonderful words of Jesus and happily place Him at the center of our lives, believing that in Him alone we are beloved children of the Father who is so pleased when we do. May we all remember who we are and who we belong to. Father, thank You that in Jesus we can call You Father and experience Your love as we take it in. Forgive us for not believing the good news and wanting to be exalted in the place of Your Son. Grant this day we will see Him high and lifted up, and speaking well of us every time we turn to Him. In Jesus' name, amen.